Tony DeCopel, senior writer at Newsweek and The Daily Beast, and author of the recent Newsweek cover story, The New Pot Barons. Great to have you, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so this is a statement out of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Washington, which kind of highlights exactly the issue here. The statement reads, in enacting the Controlled Substance Act, Congress determined that marijuana is a Schedule 1 controlled substance, regardless of any changes in state law, including the change will go into effect on December 6th in Washington State, blah, blah, blah. He goes on to say, basically, members of the public are advised to remember it remains against federal law to bring any amount of marijuana onto federal property, including all federal buildings, national parks, forests, military installations, and courthouses. This is an indicator, right, of what is going to happen when this titanic clash has been set up between the state of Washington, what its voters have duly chosen, and what the federal government says is illegal.
Absolutely. That's either a rogue U.S. attorney or it's a trial balloon from the Obama administration. And I think more likely it's a trial balloon because Obama himself has said, look, I'm the president, but I can't legalize marijuana because Congress has outlawed it. Either way, it is a trial balloon in the sense that it's gonna have a chilling effect on the evolution of the industry in Washington. I mean, the governor of the state, the regulators, when they get together to hash out the structure of the market, they are conspiring to break federal law. They are committing a crime.
Right. So how is that going to play out? I mean, in both these states, you have, basically the law says they're going to have legalized marijuana growth and distribution and regulated. Can any of that even take place unless there is some resolution from the federal government about how they're going to treat it?